This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for being here. Our number today, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or if you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, we are here for you. 844-236-6010 is our number. Today and every day on The Bright Side, we'll be talking to Michael Levine. At the bottom of the hour, Michael's the author of a book called Broken Windows, Broken Business. It's about how the little things can change the prognosis, whether for better or for worse, in your business. Michael is a PR specialist, and his book, Broken Windows and Broken Business, is available. Broken Windows, Broken Business is available on Amazon.com. We will talk to Michael at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. And if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, if you're an entrepreneur or you like the entrepreneur lifestyle, or you want to be in the nutrition business, or you want a home-based business, this is a golden opportunity to start a home-based business that helps change the world at the most fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. Call 866-735-2470 for more information, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, our number 844-236-6010, Michael Lewis, Broken Dreams, Broken Business, Broken Windows, will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. So we have been talking about the fungal kingdom, one of the major kingdoms in nature. You've got the fungal kingdom, you've got the bacterial kingdom, and you've got the animal kingdom. The fungal kingdom, the fungi, are very similar to animals in a sense. The cells that make up the fungal kingdom, the fungal cells, are very similar to animal cells and plant cells. There's two basic kinds of cells in nature. You've got primitive cells, which are bacteria, and then you have advanced cells, which are animals and plants and fungus and fungi. And this distinction between the prokaryotes, that's the bacterial cells, and the eukaryotes, that's the fungal and the animal and the plant cells, is very important and very underappreciated. Cancer is when a eukaryote cell converts itself back to a prokaryote cell. A cancer cell is a cell that has gone backwards in time and it now functions like a primitive cell. The prokaryotes are very primitive. For billions of years,
The only cells on planet Earth were, or at least for hundreds of millions of years, the only cells on planet Earth were the prokaryotes, pro meaning early or primitive. And then all of a sudden, the prokaryotes became organized, and somehow, nobody really knows how this happened, they incorporated an energy piece to them. I don't want to get too biochemical focused, but there was a little piece called a mitochondria that incorporated itself into a prokaryote cell, and this allowed the prokaryote cell to utilize oxygen. And this utilization of oxygen gave the prokaryote cell an ability to do a lot more things. And then this advanced cell eventually morphed itself into plants and fungus and eventually humans, animals, and then humans. The reason this is important, well, there's a couple reasons this is important. First of all, when a eukaryote, a good cell, you meaning good, or an advanced cell, is no longer able to handle energy as effectively, usually when it's suffocated for a long period of time, or it's been toxified for a long period of time, it reverts back to a form of energy production that is more similar to a bacteria. We call that a cancer cell. And a cancer cell is much more similar to a bacterial cell than it is to an advanced cell, to an animal cell. This is the quintessential feature of a cancer cell. Cancer cell is a cell that has gone backwards in time. It's a cell that has been under duress for such a long period of time, it doesn't know what else to do except operate primitively, and cancer cells are primitive cells. They divide really rapidly like bacteria. They utilize sugar like bacteria. They ferment like bacteria. And most importantly, they don't form organs. Bacteria don't form organs. Bacteria are independent. They always maintain their independence. They form films, they form slimes, but they don't form organs. This is what a bacterial cell, or this is what a cancer cell does. It doesn't form organs. This is also important because a fungal cell is like a human cell. And when you have fungal cells in your body overgrowing, it's very difficult to kill the fungus without killing human cells. We don't have that problem with bacterial cells. We can have antibiotics to just kill bacteria selectively, and they don't affect human cells. But with fungal cells, you can't really kill them without affecting the human cells. This is what accounts for the toxicity of antifungal drugs. This is why fungal infections are so darn serious. Fungal overgrowth. And by the way, the fungus include the molds and the mildews and the yeasts and, of course, the mushrooms, which you've talked about. In the body, the fungal kingdom largely exists as yeast. And they live among our animal cells, mostly in harmony, mostly in balance, until that balance is thrown off. And at that point, disease occurs. And while subclinical fungal, i.e. yeast infections, according to Dr. C. Orion Truss and Dr. William Crook, among other outside-the-box thinking clinicians and medical professionals, caused by candida are not recognized by mainstream medicine as a cause of mild illness. Basically, feeling lousy is really what the clinical manifestations of fungal infections are undeniable. Feeling lousy, having your hair fall out, having constant digestive problems, having nail infections and skin infections and athlete's foot. Doctors don't recognize the subclinical aspect of fungal infections, but they sure do recognize the deadly nature of fungal infections, because you can't deny pneumocystis pneumonia or histoplasmosis or fungal meningitis or aspergillosis as a source of death, source of serious illness. They're in denial about the subclinical aspects of fungal overgrowth, but you can't deny the deadly nature of fungal overgrowth. According to Dr. Truss and other alternative practitioners, there are inflammatory conditions that resolve when you give antifungal medications like nystatin. And as it turns out, candida is a very complex organism in terms of its ability to activate immune reactions. Immune reactions can be triggered by candida. Inflammatory reactions can be triggered by candida. And once you have an immune reaction or an inflammatory reaction that's triggered by candida, it's almost impossible not to have some kind of symptoms. There's almost 80 different components of the candida fungus that are antigenic, that is, they're able to stimulate an immune response. And given all of these antigenic components, it should come as zero surprise to anybody who understands biology that you're going to have complex biological reactions, complex symptomology, various organs and various tissue systems that are affected. And this is especially the case if a patient is immune compromised, and of course many of us are. Hi, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number on the Bright Side. Mike Levine coming up at the bottom of the hour. Broken Windows, Broken Business is his book. We'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Michael Levine will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about the Broken Windows Theory of Business. His book, Broken Windows, Broken Business, has become a business classic, a business book classic. Michael is a PR guy. He's a publicist, a Hollywood publicist, and he is the only person without a college degree to lecture at both Harvard and Oxford University. We'll talk about the Broken Windows Theory of Business and about the book Broken Windows, Broken Business with Mike Levine at the bottom of the hour. And we'll get your calls in a second, 844-236-6010, if we have calls. We're talking about fungi, fungal infections, and candida specifically, although fungal infections are obviously much more severe than candida infections. Candida infections can be serious, but for the most part, chronic candida overgrowth usually leads to symptoms that are unrecognized as fungal infections. Most of the time, bacteria and fungus live in balance in the body. Unfortunately, when a patient is immune compromised, fungus can overgrow. And one of the most important and perhaps the most well-recognized cause of chronic candida infections is antibiotics. This whole yeast infection issue first came to medical researchers' attention in the 1950s, early 1950s, about 10 years after the introduction into the mainstream of antibiotic therapy, specifically with penicillin, which was discovered probably in the late 1920s, early 1930s. And from a historical perspective, it was the advent of what's called the antibiotic age in the early 1940s, which, of course, was a major medical advancement when it became known that bacterial infections like syphilis and diphtheria and typhoid fever were major killers. It's hard to imagine the fear that people had, especially parents. It's difficult to imagine the fear of a parent when their kid started coughing in 1930 or 1920 or previously. Every time someone coughed or sneezed or caught a cold, particularly infants or babies, one can only imagine the kind of terror that it must have provoked. It was almost like a death sentence if you caught a cold or you caught a bacterial infection prior to antibiotics. So when it became known that there's a treatment that could basically be a cure for these kinds of conditions that human beings had lived with for millennia, modern medicine was very rightly hailed as a marvelous wonder of scientific achievement. And from that point until the 1970s, the drug industry was focused on discovering antibiotics, more and more antibiotics and different classes of antibiotics. And in the 25-year period from 1945 to 1970, it's known by pharmaceutical historians as the golden age of antibiotics. It was during this period that a lot of the antibiotics that we take today were discovered. Tetracycline and erythromycin and cephalexin or Keflex and C-chlor. These were all developed in this 25-year period, this golden age of antibiotics period between 1945 and 1970, and antibiotics were considered, rightly so, as a godsend. After 1970, very few new classes of antibiotics, in fact, I don't even think any classes of antibiotics were developed after 1970. Unfortunately, there is a dark side, and we've talked about antibiotic resistance, and antibiotic resistance has led to things like MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staph aureus. I remember my pharmacy school professor, Dr. Hammerness, telling us about the future of antibiotics and antibiotic resistance in the 1980s, and it was 20 years before the first antibiotic-resistant bacteria were discovered. And now we have problems with overgrowth of fungus that are associated with excessive use of antibiotics. And keep in mind, just because you're not taking an antibiotic doesn't mean you don't have antibiotics in your system, because antibiotics are given to animals. And antibiotics are in dairy. And antibiotics are in fish. And antibiotics are in water. So we're all subject to antibiotic doses, whether or not we're intentionally taking antibiotics. And, of course, there's a lot of people who are taking antibiotics long-term. Not as much anymore, but up until about 10 or 15 years ago, it was not unusual for people to be on tetracycline for acne for months at a time or even years at a time. Recently, a really scary fungal infection associated with overuse of antibiotics as well as other medications, overuse of antifungals and as well as antibiotics, and don't forget chlorine and fluoride. Anyway, this really scary fungal infection with deadly consequences is caused by a fungus, a yeast called Candida auris, A-U-R-I-S, as opposed to Candida albicans, which is what causes the ordinary yeast infections that we talk about. Candida auris, you probably may not have heard of Candida auris yet, but you will, because it's becoming more and more dangerous. Candida albicans, that's bad enough, but Candida auris, which has gotten the attention of medical researchers maybe in the last 3 or 4 years, is referred to as a super fungus, a fungal superbug. It's just like you have super bacteria, now you have super fungus. The first super fungus, probably have more coming up in the future. And this Candida auris super fungus, like super bacteria, has become resistant to antifungal medication. It was first reported in 2009. It's found in all over the environment. Unlike Candida albicans, which is found in the body and then overgrows, Candida auris can invade, can attack you from the environment. It comes from the outside in. And it can invade any organ of the body, and it can ultimately lead to death. Candida albicans infection, candidemia as they call it, that's just overgrowth of Candida in the body. But what makes Candida auris so different and problematic is the fact that you can catch it from the environment. Candida albicans is an opportunistic infection, and when the microbiome, the bacteria, are killed off, the Candida can overgrow. Or if there's a lot of sugar present, the Candida can overgrow. But Candida auris can invade you from the outside, and it can be transmitted person to person. If you're around a lot of sick people, or if you're around people who have compromised immune systems, such as in nursing homes or in hospitals, according to the Nursing Home Abuse Center, an advocacy group that reports on conditions in various healthcare facilities, in hospital rooms housing patients who are infected with Candida auris, the superfungus Candida auris was found everywhere in the room. It was found on the floors. It was found on the tables. It was found on objects in the room. It was even found on the ceiling tiles. The stuff spreads everywhere. This is just another reason why you never want to be in a hospital. This is why when you hear people dying in hospitals, you don't necessarily want to attribute their death to whatever their diagnosis is. It could easily be an opportunistic infection because hospitals are filled with these kinds of things. And Candida auris is resistant to antifungals. As of 2019, there's been 800 reports of patients who have been infected with this super fungus, with about 50% of these patients dying within 90 days. The connection of fungal infections to the overuse of medications is a cautionary tale that reveals the problem, the dark side, the Achilles heel of the pharmacomedical model, which we deify, which we honor. And I'm not coming down on all drugs. There's times when they can be effective, but the deification of them and the idea that you can just be medicalized back to health causes problems. Yes, it may be antibiotics have saved a lot of lives. That's without dispute. But now we're paying the price. Recently, we've become inundated with news about vaccines. Guess what? You're going to have the same problem with vaccines because you can't be better off with medicine, even if you need them, even if you need it in the short run. Even if medicine is life-saving, in the long run, there's going to be problems, and you're going to have problems with the vaccine, too. This is not a magic bullet. People think they get vaccinated, and now they don't get viral infections. That's not how it works, people. Which we'll continue talking about on our next Bright Side episode, because all this stuff about vaccines just kind of ticks me off. I'm not some crazy anti-vaxxer, either. It's just the science of vaccines is so dubious, and there's so many problems associated with it. All right, Michael Levine coming up next.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An increasing number of Republican senators say they oppose holding an impeachment trial for former President Trump. Senator Marco Rubio, Republican from Florida, said the upcoming trial of Trump is counterproductive, stupid, and harmful for the United States. Another President Biden executive order will take steps on Monday to harness the purchasing power of the United States government, the world's largest single buyer, to increase domestic manufacturing and create markets for new technologies. China overtook the United States as the world top manufacturer in 2010 and was responsible for 28% of global output in 2018, according to the United Nations data. The Biden administration has proposed a five-year extension of the treaty constraining the United States and Russian nuclear arsenals. The Biden team also wants the Russians to help with an investigation into the massive Russian-leaked cyber attack on several U.S. government departments and have demand the release of Russian leading opposition figure Alexei Navalny. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Super Bowl matchup for the 2020 season is now etched in stone. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Green Bay Packers 31-26 to advance, representing the National Football Conference. The American Football Conference will be represented by the Kansas City Chiefs as they drop the Buffalo Bills 38-24. Both games were on Sunday.
You know, really when Bia got here last year, you know, there was a lot of great things that were happening and a lot of great young players. And, you know, I just loved, you know, made the decision and, you know, love coming to work every day with this group of guys. And they worked really hard to get to this point. And it's a tough game. Had a few tough games in a row. And the next one will be really tough, too. But we know what we're playing for. And we got 2 weeks to prepare. It's going to be a great opponent.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady.
You know, for me, I don't think about what it means for me. I do think about what it means for everyone else. And it's an amazing achievement. For BA, I'm so happy for him, the staff he put together, Coach Bowles, what Byron's done, what Keith's done, and, you know, the whole coaching staff's put us in a great position for us to go out there and do our jobs well. And, you know, it's taken a lot of different people over the course of the season on offense, defense, special teams to come through.
The Super Bowl will be in Tampa Bay, Florida on February 7th, 6:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS. The All-Star Game, a.k.a. the Pro Bowl in the National Football League, has been canceled. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive pages at brightsideben.com and benfuchsarchives.com. You can also find longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com, and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. We've got news stories, blog posts, videos, lots of good health information on all of our websites. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds. Healing equals beauty. And that's why we have 1,500, going on 1,600 now, 4- and 5-star reviews, which you can check out at truthreviewed.com, truthtreatments.com for all our Truth Skin Health products, and truthreviewed.com for our pushing 1,600 4- and 5-star reviews. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Michael Levine is the author of a business book classic, Broken Windows, Broken Business. We're going to talk about the broken windows theory of business, and it also, I think it applies to just everyday life. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Michael Levine. Hey, Michael.
Hello, my friend. How are you doing there?
Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you.
Broken windows, broken business. Tell us about the broken windows hypothesis or broken windows theory.
Okay. Well, in August of 1982, a then very famous criminologist who has passed away, named James Q. Wilson, created a theory of criminology called the broken windows theory. And the broken windows theory of criminology stated that if you go into a neighborhood and you see a broken window or graffiti or some minor problem, and the community, the authorities, did not correct it quickly, meaning within 72 hours, it sent a psychic signal to the residents, to the tourists, to the business owners, to the consumers, that the bad guys were in charge, and further, worse crime would ensue. And so the theory of criminology was that little things matter a lot, and that we, if we tolerate or accept, well, if we tolerate little infractions, soon the toleration turns into acceptance and greater problems ensue. So this theory was very well known in policing and criminology, but not very well known among consumers until a mayor of a big city used it to save his city, civilization, his city. And that mayor was Rudy Giuliani, and that city was New York City. And that was in the very early 90s. And so I then took the theory, broken windows theory of criminology, and I dragged it and moved it into business and said in exactly the same way it impacts crime, it also impacts business. So if you go into an airplane, when you can go into an airplane, and you see on the coffee tray in front of you a stain, a coffee stain, uncleaned, it sends a psychic signal to your brain that maybe the engine repair is not done as well as you'd like. You go into a restaurant, the bathroom is dirty, you have every psychological reason to believe that the kitchen may well be dirty.
That's why airplanes take little things so seriously, it seems like.
Well, they should. They should.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we all should. So, this book, Broken Windows, Broken Business, has been out now for 14 and a half years, and much to my surprise, it became a bestseller, business bestseller, throughout the world. And it really emphasizes to business owners and to people and to consumers that little things matter a lot. That if we don't pay attention to the little things, history is not going to be kind to businesses that don't pay attention to the little things over time.
How about personal relationships? How does that theory apply to personal relationships?
Absolutely in identical ways. And so, for example, if you have a dinner date with a friend, when you can have a dinner date, but
right.
When you can have a dinner date with a friend, if you have one, and you show up 15 minutes late, 10 minutes late,
yeah.
What you're doing is you're sending a psychic signal to your guest that their time is not very important. Now, again, if it happens once, it probably won't be too impactful. But if it happens repeatedly over some time, you're going to eradicate the trust, the lubricant between your friendship, your social relationship.
What can people do to protect themselves from making these psychic assessments? Because it may be just that the person was late, or it may be just that there was a piece of dirt somewhere and that somebody missed or a crack in the window. What can people do to inure themselves or not insulate themselves or protect themselves from making those kinds of assessments?
Well, you ask a very, very good question, Ben. It's a good one. So if you go to dinner with a friend and the friend is 10 or 15 minutes late, if the friend apologizes for being late, you have every reason to believe that this is not a pattern or not a serious matter. If, on the other hand, the friend says little or nothing, you have every reason to believe it might be. And so, you know, obviously we have to, in a human brain, Ben, yours and mine and everybody listening to this marvelous show, we have a logical part of our brain and we have an emotional part of our brain.
Mm.
Kind of interesting thing. And these two sides, the emotional and the logical part, they're involved in an hourly, daily arm wrestle, a titanic arm wrestle. Logic and emotion are arm wrestling all the bloody time. And often, emotion wins.
Mm.
Right? And this is particularly true when a human is either hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. When a human is hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, emotion wins 100 times out of 100.
Yeah.
And since, as a society, Americans are increasingly hungry, angry, lonely, and tired, windows matter more than ever.
All right, so we got to take a commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the Tiffany theory, okay?
Yep.
All right, so we're with PR expert Michael Levine, his book, Broken Windows, Broken Business. We'll be back with more of Michael Levine on the Bright Side right after this.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Abbott Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Abbott has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Michael Levine about his business classic book, Broken Windows, Broken Business. Michael, I want to talk about the Tiffany theory or the Tiffany hypothesis. Yep. But before we get to that, do you think there's a reverse or an inverse broken windows theory where we accept things and then they become more okay for us?
Yeah, I think that the human condition is such that what becomes tolerated in life soon becomes acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you think about certain aspects of our societal decline, certain aspects of it, I'll give you an example. You know, when you call a medical office today, a doctor, a dentist, very often, at least here in Los Angeles, the phone will ring 10, 12, 14 times before someone picks up. Now, this wasn't common 20 years ago. 20 years ago, if you called a doctor or dentist's office, the average amount of time it would ring would be, I don't know, 2-3 times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Today, you call, it's 10, 12, 14
right.
times, and almost always the first thing you hear down in Los Angeles is, can you please hold?
Yeah, right. How about voicemail?
Yep.
Remember when there was no voicemail when somebody... Remember when somebody would actually pick up the phone?
Right. Voicemail. My voicemail is full.
Right.
Push one for English.
Right.
Push two for Spanish.
Now, the best, Michael, the best is your call is very important to us.
Yes. This repeated nonsense with music, how important your call is.
Yeah.
Now, this was bizarre 25 years ago.
Right.
No one would have done it.
Right.
And yet today it's common. Now, it's not acceptable, but it's common. And when a dentist takes 14 rings to pick up your phone, you have every right to believe that the dentist's office is not paying attention to the details.
Have you heard of the boiling frog theory or the boiling frog hypothesis?
Yes. And believe in it.
Yeah.
And believe in it. Yep. Yep.
Yeah,
and boiling frog theory simply says, you know, 1 degree at a time. You don't notice it, but it.
Right.
But I feel very often, as I look around our society, our culture, that the frog is boiling.
Right. How about government overreach or government or just authority? How we allow ourselves to be searched and we allow ourselves to be examined and we allow our data to be exposed subtly, like piece by piece.
A little at a time.
Yeah, a little at a time. Right. Right.
A little at a time.
Okay. So tell us about the Tiffany theory.
Okay. So if I came to visit you today and I brought you a present. And I gave it to you in a Tiffany box, a beautiful blue box with a lovely ribbon. In your mind, the gift would have a higher perceived value than if I gave it to you in no box or a box of less prestige. Now, the reason that's true is not because you are a fool, but it's true because you, like everyone else, live in a culture in which we gift wrap everything. We gift wrap our politicians and our corporate heads and our movie and TV stars and even our toilet paper. And so gift wrapping, presentation, God sees the inside. Humans see the outside. You may not like that, but that's true. And so it is and so it goes.
So what are some, can you call out some companies that you think really leverage the power of the Tiffany hypothesis and broken windows correctly? The income is a standout?
Sure. Look, the greatest example of a company that is excelling in today's world, and it's not a particularly brilliant remark, is Amazon and Amazon Prime. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Amazon and Amazon Prime. It is run by the richest man in the world, Jeff Bezos, whose only obsession in running his business is that the customer is satisfied, or that the customer, that Amazon's performance exceed customer expectations. If the customer expects to get a package from Amazon in 2 days, Mr. Bezos tries to get it to you in 1.5 days. If you expect it in 4 days, he gets it to, tries to get it to you in 3 days. He is constantly, ceaselessly, never-endingly trying to make the customer happy. Not his employees, not himself, not his staff, not his vendors. He is trying to make the consumer, the customer, happy. So he is an outstanding example. Mm. And, of course, I don't have to tell you what the world how the world has rewarded his thinking, right?
Right. He's the second richest guy in the world now.
Yeah, Elon Musk, right.
Right, right.
So there we are. It's about exceeding customer expectations. Mm. Being better than necessary. You know, so many businesses that I see today don't even do that which is minimally, should be minimally required, no less better than required. And so I'll give you an example of one business down here in Los Angeles. We have a very small supermarket chain here in L.A. called Yummy. And it's kind of like a combination of 7-Eleven and a supermarket. Now, I walked into this little supermarket here in my neighborhood about, 2 weeks ago. And I went up to the little deli counter and I asked the young lady behind the counter if they had soup. And she said they did. And I said, great, how much is the soup? And she said, I don't know. Look at the iPad. And I said, you don't know. How long have you been working here? And she said, a year.
Wow. That's a broken window.
Yeah. Yeah. So what she wanted to do, she had been working at this supermarket for a year, didn't know the price of the soup, and wanted me to look it up on her dopey iPad.
Yeah.
Now, that sends a signal to me
right.
that this isn't a very well-run business.
Right. Right. That's on the business. That's on the business as much as it is on the employees. Because don't businesses have an obligation?
Everyone. It starts. So whose fault is that experience? Well, number one, it's the owner.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, wasn't present. Number two, it was the manager who, by the way, wasn't present. So when I walked into the store that morning, there was no owner present and no manager present. Now, how does that sound for formula for success?
Yeah, that's a problem when you have ownership that doesn't really care for their employees or take care of their employees.
It's a problem when an owner doesn't show up. You see, owners have come to believe that they don't need to work. They can just sit in a comfortable chair someplace and look at the internet and decide what their companies are supposed to do. And they don't want to work. They don't want to show up and see and talk to the customer and so forth.
Yeah, you know, in grocery stores, they always pay the cashier the most because the cashier is going to be the last person to see
the
customer.
Right.
So they always get paid the most. That's great. Well, that's good stuff.
And by the way, let me just talk very briefly about a topic I imagine you know a little something about. That, what if for a consumer to call CVS or a pharmacy today?
Yeah.
Dear God Almighty. God Almighty, what it feels like, the incompetence, the you feel like you're at a DMV.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, I have so much I want to talk to you about, but we're out of time, Doc. Mike Levine, thank you so much for being on
Thank
the Bright
you,
Side.
Man.
The book is Broken Windows, Broken Business. Thank you, Michael. Best of luck to you.
You're an impressive guy. Thanks. Bye.
You are as well. Great concepts. All right, that's all the time we have for today on the Bright Side. By the way, the book, Broken Windows, Broken Business. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to the Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.